All right. Hello. Welcome into the Killer Frogs bullpen. I'm your host, Shady Andrus, and I'm joined by my great co-host, Carson Worsfold. Carson, how are you today?
I'm doing good, especially after Utah lost last night, but we'll get into that in another podcast. I just wanted to mention that.
You know what? We'll talk about this afterwards. Anyways, it's nice to take a break from some football talk and welcome on yet again, Cole Kramer. Cole, how are you, man? You're finally in Fort Worth now. Well, not right now. You're back home in Washington, but you've been in Fort Worth for a little bit now. How are you getting acclimated? How is everything?
It's going really well. I feel like I've finally gotten used to being in Fort Worth. It's still super hot, especially for me. I know we were just kind of talking about that, but no, it's I'm getting used to it. The town is great. The guys are great. I love being around them every day. And we're getting after it.
Sweet. Okay, I got to start. We talked about it last time you were here, ended it off. Do you now know what frog ball is now that you've been a part of it for, 2 months now?
No, I definitely get it now. There's just how we kind of operate. Everything, is kind of revolving around it. It's definitely a different style of, we want to go all the time. We want to put pressure on other teams. And that kind of sums it up, I'd say, right there is like, let's constantly keep moving. Let's put pressure on other guys. Let's make other teams make mistakes. And let's kind of just play our own style of baseball.
Yeah, it's a really, really aggressive style. There's not a lot of power that's within the program. I mean, there's players capable of it, but it's not what they hang their hat on. I think that's what makes it unique and special. We talked about it some more last time, and I just want to do some check-ins. Have you eaten anywhere, and what stood out, the most to you that you've had so far in town?
Oh man. I've definitely been trying to get out there and look at different spots. I haven't gone out and found places quite as much as I want. We have the training table, we
Right.
call it the frog pad, and they've been unreal. They take care of us so well. But I mean, there's still, weekends I try to get out and go. I've been is it clear? Clear Fork,
Clear Fork? Yeah,
Clear
Clear
Fork,
Fork.
Clear Fork. I went out there a couple times. I forgot the names of the place, but we like to go out and we have brunch. Maybe after a practice on Sundays, a couple of us will go out there, and it was pretty good.
Yeah.
They got some good food out there. I've eaten a lot of brisket while I've been here. It's almost to the
Okay.
point where I'm like trying to steer clear of it. I feel like I've had it so much. It's so good though. There's no complaints from me.
Yeah.
But no, I'm loving it.
Just a staple. Carson and I talked about potentially doing a live podcast and taking you somewhere to go eat. So that way we can really show you the good places and just gotta do a podcast like that soon before the season starts.
Absolutely. That would be awesome. That really gives me a reason to go like try out spots, especially you guys will know all of them. Be like, all
Yeah,
right,
right.
go over here and I'm in.
Yeah. Wouldn't even be really a baseball one. It'll just be like, all right, let's show him where he needs to go.
Yeah, please.
By the way, it's very rare to hear somebody say that they're steering clear of brisket, but I do have a roommate that works for the football team, and he brings home like a plate of brisket like every other night, so it doesn't surprise me.
No, there's especially at the pad, they always have usually on most nights something
Right.
correlated to that. And I mean, I still get it. I do.
Right.
Just because I look at it, I'm like, oh man, like I think I need to, I need to keep doing it. But no, I'm loving
Have you got cowboy boots and a cowboy hat yet?
it.
Yeah, all right.
Not
Good.
the
There we
hat.
go.
Not the hat.
Hey, you
But
got some boots though.
yeah, I did, yeah. I like to say I'm fitting in with it now. Some of the guys
Good.
are talking to me about it and they're like, dude, you have to like just go do it. And I was like, all right. So I went down to the Stockyards
Good.
when my family was here for Parents Weekend, and I got some down there.
Awesome. Yeah, I'm sure it's, even to them, it's a whole little different world over in, like, Texas as a whole is an interesting place. Then you go to the Stockyards, and it really is a different level of it. It's like,
Oh
wait a
yeah.
minute. Like, especially if they see the cattle drive and everything, it's great.
Yeah, well, my mom made sure we waited a full hour standing
Dang.
out there in 100 degrees to watch that.
It's a rite of passage,
Yeah.
essentially.
Everyone has to see it at least once. It's a can't miss opportunity. Yeah, you guys are in fall camp. You're in full swing right now. It's a little bit of bright light, baseball's right around the corner. No fall game yet. I haven't even seen one announced yet. But you guys have been playing against each other. You've been going back and forth. Coach Mo's back on the staff. I know you never had him before with the program, but how is it learning under him, and what has he taught you so far this fall camp?
It's honestly it's been really great. He his philosophies are kind of like, I'd like to say, aligned with like what I like to think. He's been helping us out with, being selective with pitches, and we don't have to do too much. And really at bats, like, and stuff for the team. There's so many ways that you can have a great at bat without getting on base, having 8, 9 pitch at bats, and working counts, and not having to chase power. And when you are selective, and we'll take walks all day. I now like to think, like, when I get in the box, like, if I work a walk, like, that's sometimes it that those feel better than singles, than hits. I love you love getting a knock, though, but I mean, going into a scrimmage, and you walk out and you had 2 walks on the day and you saw 30 pitches is a great feeling, just because you're getting out there and you're really making pitchers work. But our pitchers are doing a fantastic job. It's being a hitter in our program, facing those guys, that's difficult every day when you come to the field, and like, you gotta face our staff. But it's really that really boosts the guys up, knowing, like, hey, like, at the end of the day, like, these guys are on our team.
Yeah.
Like, we're going to battle with these guys that have been, dicing us up all day. Like, in a couple months, you get to play defense behind that dude, which has been awesome. But just kind of figuring out which type of player you are, and how you fit into the system. Knowing me, like, I'm not a huge power guy. But to them, like, if you don't have to be a big power guy, and if you can, you're coming out with an on-base percentage of over 400 on the day, like, that's a win every day. And that's definition of frog ball.
Yeah, it is. You just talked about how good the pitching staff is. Who's probably been like your kryptonite so far this fall camp? Like, no matter what it is, something about them just throws you off. If you even have one of those, you might not. You might just be
I
taking everyone's numbers right now.
no, I wouldn't say that. Man, honestly, one dude, and it was actually my first at bat of the fall, was Abel. Man, that one, he threw me off, because I was talking to some of the guys before, and I was like, hey, like, what do you got on Abel? And he goes, oh, well, he's gonna step to first base. You think he's gonna pick off, but he's not. He's actually gonna throw that. And it's either gonna go about a foot and a half that way, or a foot and a half the other way. Might go a foot and a half down. Kind of, pick one. And that was my first at bat there, and he diced me up pretty good. He's just, he's weird delivery, throws really well, puts it where he wants it. Abel, he's given me trouble a couple times. But I got one hopefully coming for him.
What a
But
way
no,
to come
he's
into the program.
yeah, no, I gotta do something against him. But no, he's been phenomenal for us. I have him in a class of mine. Great, great dude.
Carson, I think we
So
were there whenever
I was
for
gonna
that one.
say we were there for your first at bat against A-Belt, and I think he threw a slider that kind of got you to buckle, and just the entire press box up there. That's where we were sitting. The entire press box goes, "That's the best pitch he's thrown all day."
Yeah, dude, it's unfair what he does. That is quite the welcome to the program, and it's actually hilarious that out of all the pitchers you could have faced, that it was just like, yeah, here's a guy that's been on Team USA's collegiate national team for 2 straight years. Welcome to TCU, and it's like, yep, here you go.
No, and that's how I want it too. Like, give me a belt, right at the beginning. Let me see what this is like. And I mean, he's everything that his accolades say he is. I mean, he's gonna be a dude. He's been a dude for us in the fall all year. And just his presence on the mound is really cool to watch. Just when he gets up there, the confidence he has. You're working off his pace. Like, he's gonna set the pace. He's gonna have the same pace. Whenever he's throwing, like, everyone, it's stop and watch this guy. You know, he's gonna work his craft all day.
Hey, he's also got one of the best walk-up songs whenever he comes out of the bullpen onto the mound. It's pretty. It's
Does
one of
he?
the
I
old
didn't.
Western style ones, and
Okay.
it's pretty sick. It fits his fits who he is. You got a few hits from the fall camp that so far that have been over 100 miles exit velo. Kind of been holding your own there on that side too. I guess how do you like the batter's eye? Because I feel like a lot of the players, it's a pretty back and forth on how they feel about the batter's eye at TCU, and they just expanded it like 2 years ago.
Yeah, I think it's pretty friendly. We had a night scrimmage, and it's definitely noticeable daytime versus nighttime on how you see the ball. I'd say at nighttime it pops a little bit more, but it's still like it's a little different. During the day, you know, it works as a pretty normal batter's eye, and I think it works really well. I'd say during the day it's a little bit easier to see. But at night, you know, it's like having the batter's eye still is it's a game changer as a hitter. I know the guys are telling me it's only been there for a couple years now. Couple years.
It used to be really small, and then they expanded it like a few years ago.
I think last year was the first year with it.
For sure. Okay. That makes sense. Just, well, I was talking to some of the guys, and they were like, yeah, like having that full thing really does help, because I mean, I can't imagine trying to face Ben when he's throwing from, you know, right field,
Yeah, just
having
getting
that.
knees
I
on
mean, you
Altima and the ball at the same time.
yeah like you'd have no batter's eye if it was shrunk down and he's throwing against you. But no, I like it a lot. It's definitely nice to, you know, have one. In previous, like when I played in junior college, you know, not a single field had a batter's eye. So you kind of get used to it now. It's almost like an added on bonus, you know, having it.
Yeah, Carson, you get you. I've been asking all the questions. I'll give you
Yeah,
some
no,
time.
you're good. You're good. While we're kind of on the topic of like going back to kind of the scrimmage, you guys have played two scrimmages since that first one, right? Two or three?
We've honestly we played a lot. We scrimmage
Oh,
almost
really?
four times a week.
Oh, re okay.
Yeah.
So, yeah, okay. So, have you been able to see like progression from each side of the ball, kind
Oh
of
yeah.
going through these scrimmages, like the hitters and pitchers have gotten better, defense has gotten better. I'm wondering about that.
Yeah. I'd say, like, you know, that first week of scrimmages, you know, everyone's, you know, you're all juiced up, you're excited.
Right.
You're all amped up to be there. And I think that's when, you know, guys are trying to do too much. You know, you get your first ABs of the fall, you're trying to see how far you can hit a baseball, and
Right.
pitchers are trying to see, like, hey, how hard am I gonna throw up on the mound? Like, I'm facing new guys, they got all this adrenaline. And I think we all kind of, you know, settle down and be like, all right, we had our fun in the first scrimmage of this is, you know, back to scrimmaging. We kind of settle it down into like, all right, like there's always, we need to work on things, you know, in scrimmages. Like, scrimmages aren't, you're just going playing baseball. When you're doing inter-squads, it's like you got to work on stuff. Like, we got to make sure, like, we're working on our base running, and we're reading, like, how the ball flies out in the outfield, you know, because when you get those windy days, like, it's tough out there. And just kind of learning, learning your surroundings, learning the guys that you're, who's on the team, who does what well, and all those things. But I mean, we scrimmage. They're usually not long. We're not out there running 9, 10, 11 inning scrimmages every day.
Right.
It's more of like, we need these guys gotta, get up on the mound, they gotta throw, and we get to go hit off them. And so we're running 5 innings, 6 innings, right around there usually. Just, get in. They're not super long. Just get in, get your ABs. We gotta work on this. And then, do it the next day.
Right. Do you understand the scoring for the scrimmages?
Yeah, I do.
Okay, try to explain it to Carson and I, because we have
Okay.
been the amount of times we sat there like, what just happened? Why is the score 87 to 64?
Yeah. So it's not actually like a run scored.
Right.
We have like a point system. So for example, like a single is 2 points.
Okay.
A hard contact, like you have a upper 90s, 100 something exit velo, that's a point. Walks are, I think, 1 point. Extra base hits are 3 points. RBIs are three. If you come around to score, it's three. Stolen base is one. There's a whole chart, and it's some long
Okay.
list, and there's things that you do that you get pluses for, and there's things you do you get minuses for. So that's how we keep track of winners and losers on the day
Okay.
of like team. So like there's days where I think a team had like 120 runs or whatever, and everyone's
Right.
like, "Oh, I know." Some of the fans are like, "What's going on here? Like, you're scoring 120. Why is it 120 to 90 right now? Like, what's going on?" And we always have to say like, it's a point system. It's a little different. There's things you can do that, get you some. There's things that if you mess up, I don't know, a couple aspects, it'll knock you down.
Yeah, is the banter after, the off scrimmage, is it still like, is it pretty good, or is it kind of like after the scrimmage ends, you're like, ah, whatever, like you kind of just go back to being friends, or is it a little bit of talking in the locker room afterwards?
It's we usually keep it pretty civil. I like there's a couple guys I like to mess around with. Some of the older guys, I really, I'll get after.
Yeah.
If we get in the locker room and I had a good swing off of one of the guys, I'll let him know. And then of course, if it goes the other way around, I hear it right back
Yeah.
the next weekend. Who was it? Oh, Hayden Parker. I love messing with that dude.
Yeah.
I feel like we became pretty good buddies so far. He threw me, I don't know, I think he left a pitch up on a 3-2 count, and I hit a single, and I let him know like all week while we were hanging out. Like when I see him, I would let him know. And then I should be facing him either tomorrow or this week. So I mean, if I'm gonna talk about it, I'm gonna have to walk the walk here too. So I think that really makes it fun. Like if you can have just a little like competition with almost every pitcher, like it makes ABs mean even more than they already do. So that there's a couple guys. There's some guys who I've been pretty quiet to. But there's other guys where I'm like, this next one, like I'm getting you. And then, if I don't, they have every right to say whatever they want. I think that's how it should be. But we have a lot of fun doing it.
Good deal.
Carson, you want anything? If not, I'll fire him off. I've still got some.
I mean the only other one that was on our kind of list was like, what's been the biggest difference between fall camp at Washington State versus fall camp at TCU?
The heat.
The heat. I kind of figured that would be the answer.
I won't say the heat, even though I mean I feel like I'm used to the heat now. When we
Right.
have days that are upper 80s, lower 90s, I'm like, this is not bad at all, dude. Like I can run around here all day. And then there's days where it's upper 90s and one of our practice pants are like light gray and I come out looking like they're charcohol gray.
Yeah.
Those are fun days. just because it's hot, and you really get a sense of like, wow, like you walk out, you're like, man, I was working out there, like I am drenched head to toe right now. The heat plays a factor, 100%. The biggest difference, honestly, it might just be the scrimmaging, just how much we do scrimmage, which I mean, I love doing it. It's, I mean, I love practice. You're working on individual things, but when you get to put it all together and you just get to go play baseball, 4 times a week at minimum, like it's been a great thing. It almost feels like the easiest way to practice things are, just go out and do it. So when you can translate things to games, I feel like you can see the improvements. You can see the things you need to work on. Those can really pop out to you when you're playing in a game situation. But other than that, it's baseball. You go out there and you do it every day, and you love doing it. So I just say that the heat, number one, and number two, just getting to play all the time.
Yeah, I feel like baseball is one of those sports after you get to a certain point, like college, you don't really need the practice as much because everyone knows what they're doing and it's all individual. And it's like, why not scrimmage all the time? Like, builds your teamwork, everything.
I mean, I get that. There's also times where, there's certain, coverages or things you need to really work on, because, we talk about when you're running a first and third, like those matter, but do they matter? Are you going to be running them, and are they going to be super important when you're winning 8-0? Not as much as when it's going to come in and it's 3-2 in the bottom of the eighth of a game that, you win the series, you lose the series, or you sweep the series. Like those are the really, it can come down to one play, and it can be, like I said, the eighth inning of a Friday or a Sunday, and they got runners at first and second, and they're trying to lay down a bunt. And like, what can we do here that we've practiced all fall? To turn that pivoting point in that game, in our favor.
Yeah, no, I get that. That makes a lot of sense. Okay, so we saw you at third base. You're listed as utility. Have you still been playing mainly third base in the scrimmages so far? Or are they moving you around?
Mainly third. I practice a little bit at first base too. I'm trying to, learn all aspects of first. I feel like I got third, playing a full season last year, at third. I feel like I kind of got the concepts, kind of locked in. I understand third pretty well. So just being able to learn first. I know all of our in pretty much every single one of our infielders, knows at least two positions. Some guys know three. And I think that's huge. Like you can pencil us all in as utility guys. That's huge. Just being able to learn all positions, and know what's going on really, really benefits, everyone.
Yeah, how is it playing in that infield with like Silva and Jack Bell and Noah Franco at first and all of them? How much does it make your job a little bit easier at third, knowing that Anthony Silva can probably cover the entire infield by himself on a ground
Yeah,
ball?
it definitely does. Silva's been great. I mean, he really helps out, I'd say, the most, like pre-pitch, like kind of knowing, all right, this is how we run defenses. I kind of look over to him, like if I, hey, this guy's up, like we thinking bunt here, like are we, you want me in on the grass here, like you want me to shift over with you, like what are we thinking? And there's times where, he moves himself and he's, hey, like stay there, like, or hey, come with me. And there's been times where it's really been in the defense's advantage, just because he goes, hey, stay, this guy's slight pull, you're going to stay put, and I'm going to move a little bit. So we're kind of pinched on one side. And then we'll bring, whoever's playing second, we can bring them over too. And sure enough, there's a ball in the six hole that he's sitting there right for. And, that's pretty cool. Of just his baseball IQ is awesome. Really, the entire infielder, like infield group, our IQ, I feel, has really been there. And the physical aspects are huge. All these, all the things that you need to be, as an infielder, I feel like we're doing a really good job at. But like that baseball IQ, when it comes into play, Just thinking ahead of the mental game 10 seconds before every pitch, has really shown up, I think.
That's really cool.
This you talked about the kind of upperclassmen earlier. This is a very, very young team still. Like a lot of the roster is sophomore, freshman, a few juniors, only five seniors on the team, including yourself. Do you kind of feel like the oldest one in the locker room a little bit? And have you been giving advice to the younger guys?
That's funny you bring that up. They make fun of me all the time for being the old guy. Like I'm like known for being one of the old guys. They nicknamed me Unc, which is pretty funny. And I was like first time I said it, I'm like, guys, I'm not that old. Like I'm not that old. We were talking about high school something, and they're like, man, like ancient times, huh? And I was like, dude, like I'm 21. Like I'm not some like the 25-year-old who's somehow still in college. Like I'm 21 years old. Like, dude, I'm a year older than you. Some guys like I'm 2 months older than them, and they're calling me grandpa. And I'm like, dude, I'm not that old. There's certain aspects of just being an older guy. You understand some things. It's usually not baseball things at all, that I try to give advice on. We've all been playing baseball for 18, 16, 17 years or however it is. So, everyone usually has a pretty good grasp of the baseball aspect. It's usually like outside stuff where I really try to help guys. I've been in school, this is my fourth year. Helping guys out with school stuff, and kind of just the general living, moving away from home, living and what's different and all this. That's where I really try to help out some younger guys with if they're struggling with something, like, hey, like what can I do to help you with this? Classes, all those things. I got a couple, it's nice. I got teammates with me in class and just being like, all right, like, hey, like, let's make a group chat. Like we got this assignment due. Like we all got to make sure it's done at this time. So just holding guys accountable, helping them with what needs to get done, at the time.
That's awesome. Has there been anyone that since you came in that you've seen so far that you're kind of just like, wow, like that's like they're kind of playing on a different level, or like that just has impressed you the most through fall camp?
And he's a freshman. He's a freshman. Sawyer, Stroh has been, he's been not for a freshman, he's doing unbelievable things. I don't think I've ever played with a freshman at any level that really understands the game so well and is that confident. Like he's showing up to the field with so much confidence every day. He's been balling out. He's been playing awesome. He's taking doubles when he on balls that shouldn't be hit as doubles. He's playing with his hair on fire every day, and it's been so fun to watch. And we're all super proud of him for that. Like, hey, like we call it the Stroh Show. Like, just go out there and do your thing, dude. Like, whatever you've been doing, keep doing. He's a lot of fun to watch. He's playing at 100% all the time. He's letting balls fly from the outfield. We kind of tell him, hey, dude, like, dial back your outfield throws. Like, we get you can throw the ball 105 miles per hour, but if you give it 90%, you can also put it where you want it. So we crack jokes with him about that, but he's been doing a phenomenal job out there in the outfield, and he's hitting baseballs really hard consistently. So he's really fun to watch.
Yeah, at that very first scrimmage, I think it was within like an inning and a half or something, where he hits a bomb over the right field fence and then he turns around and guns somebody out over at third base on a single through the four hole, and we're all just like, who is that? Because we didn't know.
And that was, I mean, I think we catch balls from the outfielders. They throw to bags and you kind of get a feel for it, but then in game it's totally different, just because They're probably going to throw it a little bit harder. They're excited to
Right.
throw someone out. And I was actually at third when he threw that, and that
Yep.
ball didn't get 10 feet off the ground. Like, it
Yeah.
just stayed, and he threw it, like, I think I moved my glove about a foot and a half, and he threw that from solid right field,
Oh,
and I
yeah.
caught it and threw the tag down, and I was like, that was cool, bro. Like, that was really cool what you just did. That was really sweet, dude. You keep doing that, whatever it was. Like, I'm just gonna, hey, yell, good job. I'm gonna talk to you in the dugout. Like, hey, whatever that was, let's just do that again all the time.
My hand hurts, but good throw.
Yeah, yeah. I didn't have to do much. Hit me right in the palm. I'll take that every day.
Right.
Yeah, dude. I feel like every year there's a new level of freshmen that come in, and you keep saying like, "Wow, this freshman class just keeps getting better and better." And then it's like they keep getting better and better. Like last year it was Chase Brunson and Sam Myers for TCU, and you were like, "Wow, they're really good." And then this year you got the duo of like Strauss and you got Noah Franco. Like it's like every year it's like these 18-year-olds are way bigger than they should be, and they're way better than they should be for 18. And it's like it's a trend. That's why they call Cole Grandpa in the
Yeah, right.
locker room. Carson, you got anything else for Cole?
No, I think I'm good.
Have you designed your glove and your cleats at all yet for the season?
I have my glove. I haven't done anything with cleats yet. I did with my glove. I wish I had it with me. Primary black, some purple in there, and then on the back I made sure I put in that the like the scarlet red.
Yeah.
That's the
Ooh.
color you want to call it.
There you go.
I looked at uniforms before and how they really like to incorporate that. And I thought it was really cool. So I threw that through a little bit, not a lot, just a little bit, on the back of the glove, make it pop a little bit. But other than that, like it's pretty simple. There's some dudes on the team that, have some pretty crazy gloves, and I love it. I was laughing at Kadena Isaac.
Yeah.
He made an outfield glove that, it's like pink and has like digi camo on it. I was like, dude, you're such a nonchalant person too. Like, he's like just calm all the time, and you got this glove that I can see from space. Like, what's going on here? We laughed about that. That was a good
I'm
one.
so glad you said that because he's gonna be on the podcast like sometime this week, and I'm gonna make sure that I bring that up to him whenever we get
Kadena is?
started. Yeah,
Oh
he
man.
is. Yeah.
Oh man. I love Kadena. That dude. I haven't we're in class together. We get lunch together. We walk to and from class together. He's a great dude. He's been balling out too. And he's a young guy, and it's really, really cool to see. But no, definitely let him know about that glove, because
Yeah.
I was confused about that. I was like, dude, this is not you. Like, I love the glove. Like, dude, good for you. You're making it pop. But what is this?
Yeah, I'm gonna make him show it to us during the podcast too,
Oh
so we
yeah.
could see it.
Oh
Yeah, for
yeah.
sure.
Text him before. Say, hey, bring your gloves to
Yeah,
this podcast.
I
Bring
need to
all
see
of them,
that.
because your catcher's glove and your outfield glove look nothing alike.
Just the most, yeah, it's the two sides of them, right? Like it's
Yeah,
just
yeah. He's got his, yeah, calm catcher's glove. Yeah, that's you, Kadena. And that outfield, whoa, dude, that's coming out of nowhere.
Now I want him to play outfield to start off the season just so I could see
Just see that in
same,
the
yeah.
field.
Yeah,
Oh
just
man.
that would be great. But yeah, Cole, it was a pleasure having you on. Carson, it was great having talking with you again. It's great to talk baseball. We haven't done it in a while. This way we haven't
Yep.
Carson and I haven't done a baseball podcast, I think, since the last time we had you on. In fact, I think that was the
I
last one we
think
did.
so, yeah.
Yeah, so Cole, we'll wish you luck the rest of the fall camp. We'll be up there at some games of scrimmages. We'll talk ball with you there, and then we'll do a live podcast sometime soon and take
Right
you out
on.
to eat and show you where you should be going so you don't have to eat
Okay.
brisket for every meal.
Right.
Awesome.
But
Right
yeah,
on.
thank you guys for listening, and we'll catch you on the next episode.
Thanks for having me on, guys.